Well, I'm here at London Irish with John Fisher. And John, welcome back to London Irish. You've had a season with Bedford. You've been with London Welsh before, who have been promoted now, of course. How are you enjoying being back here at the club?
Yeah, it's great. You know, obviously it's a step up in intensity and training and stuff like that. But, you know, the past year was spent for me trying to get back in the position that I'm in now. So it's worked out perfectly so far.
And in terms of the pre-season, how's that going here at the club? Are you integrating well with the new and maybe old faces?
Yeah, of course, there's some old faces which I know pretty well, but it's just obviously about hard work the next few months and getting the sessions done. It's started well. There's a good intensity about the place and the team's shaping up nicely.
I understand. I've been to a couple of clubs over the last couple of weeks, and some have historically spent more time doing the conditioning and the fitness side of things, but actually a few more teams seem to be getting the ball in hand a little bit earlier, and maybe with sevens tournaments on the horizons, that's a good thing.
Yeah, obviously it's great, and you know, we want to play a threatening attacking style of rugby here, so you need to have 1 to 15 comfortable when they're on the ball. There's no point just, you know, chucking weights around and doing running with no ball in mind, because, you know, when you're fatigued in the game, you need to be able to execute under pressure. So it's important that we start that early. We have, and hopefully it'll be on display in the sevens.
Do you think the emphasis has changed in the game? You know, people maybe historically would see a forwards coach would make sure the forwards win the set pieces to give the backs ball, and then maybe an attacks coach is going to add the fancy stuff. But now with the forwards being so mobile, they've got to be involved in a lot of the loose play as well, particularly someone like yourself in the back row.
Yeah, I mean, the modern game is now that, you know, the back row guys almost have to play as, you know, secondary backs. You have to be able to distribute, you have to be able to do, you know, some of the things, obviously, which the outside backs can do, and try not to get in the way if possible.
Does that mean there's a cheeky little boot coming in every now and then?
No, I would not kick. I think it was Graham Henry said if he ever sees a forward kick a ball, he's going to get his rifle out. So I'm not going to start kicking. I don't think you'll see me kicking, but
he'd have to have a good range from down under for now. But okay. Well, we're leading up to the JP Morgan Rugby Sevens. Should be a great event. You're going to be playing at the Stoop, but trying to maybe claim some London honours over the current Premiership champions. How are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, obviously it's an exciting event. It's a relatively new event. You know, it's good for guys to showcase their talents, and it's also a good blowout. I mean, at the stage in the season, it's almost perfect where it is. You know, you can get the cobwebs out, chuck the ball around, and hopefully the weather will be nice, and it's just an enjoyable event, really. I mean, you know, sevens is an enjoyable thing, so yeah, you know, we'll try and put some skills on show.
Yes, indeed, and good for some of the families to be able to come down. The 15s version of the game can be quite complex, can be at times slow. We don't like it being so, but occasionally it can be. So the sevens is good actually for people, maybe as a good access point into the sport.
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, you know, unfortunately sometimes the weather in this country kind of dictates how the rugby's played, but you know, hopefully the weather will be good, you know, next,